This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The human tragedy of war in Syria is at the top of the headlines again this week as citizens and rebels begin to evacuate the city of Aleppo under the fire of the Assad regime. Once a thriving city, it's now a disaster zone. You've probably seen the images online or on TV. Children screaming for their dead parents, crumbled buildings everywhere you look. One of the many organisations supporting survivors and particularly the church in Syria is Open Doors. They've been keeping in touch with their worker on the ground in Aleppo, Pastor Alim, who runs a church that's doing amazing work showing practical love and support to their city. Mike Gore is the CEO of Open Doors and he joins me on the line now. Mike, welcome.
Claire, thanks for having me.
Mike, there's been so much terror and confusion in Aleppo. We've been seeing on the news there's ceasefires and evacuations begin, but then bombing starts again. But you've got this pastor on the ground there in Aleppo, Pastor Alim. What kind of a picture has he painted of what's going on?
Yeah, look, it never ceases to amaze me just how horrific the situation in Aleppo is. I mean, Pastor Alim has told us about the instability, I guess, around the constant threat of bombs and destruction and all of the normal things, I guess you'll quote, with war. And normal, such a poor use of words. But, you know, we see the images on TV, and as horrific as you see them, they are. Mm. And that's what Alim talks to us about.
He said that there's only a small number of the more than 200,000 Christians that were in the city, only a small number of them remaining.
That's correct. Around 20 to 40,000 of the Christians remain.
So the rest of those people have fled?
That's correct.
And this pastor was saying how very real it is. And I'll read out a quote. "The other day, as we finished our meeting on Friday, a bomb exploded next to the church, killing a young girl and her brother. On Sunday, when we were getting ready for church, bombs exploded around our house." And it just goes on and on. This is so personal, isn't it, for these people that are just living and just surviving?
One of the things he said to us is that I feel a calling of God and that he wants me to be here until the end, as long as there's work to do in Aleppo. And, you know, he goes on to say it wasn't an easy decision, basically, because he says, I feel my wife has the same calling. And he goes as far as saying, you know, I tried to persuade her to move to a safer area, but she didn't want to. She wanted to be with me. Mm. And so, you know, these are the kind of things that couples and marriages and families are dealing with. Do we leave? Do we stay together? You know, I remember a good friend of mine from a similar region said, you know, one thing I remember was when ISIS came through, all I knew is that if my family was going to die, I wanted to die together. Mm. And so that made her not leave, despite the absolute risks that she faced.
Yeah, and I guess once you start to put yourselves in the shoes of people making those comments, it starts to get very real, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest wrestles is the moment you let your mind go and replace those people that you're talking about with you or your family, it all becomes real. And for me, that's actually one of the really important parts of it. It can often become a story or a statistic, but when you realise that there are actual people, children, men, women, at the end of each of those statistics, it takes on a whole new depth of meaning.
Mm. Now, Alim talked about those in his church who are surviving are actually being the light of Jesus, really. What are the kind of things that they're doing to help people in their city of Aleppo?
Well, one of the things I love about this story and the beautiful thing about the Ministry of Open Doors is that, you know, we equip the church or we ensure the survival of the church in order to fulfill the Great Commission in some of the most conflicted cities on the planet. And what that looks like are churches that selflessly reach out to the community and help far beyond just the Christian label. And so Alim is a great example of this. You know, he's working with 2,000 families, providing relief and help wherever possible. And he thinks more than half of them are Muslim families.
Mm.
And so there's all sorts of support they provide. You know, he would provide rental income. He provides food and other necessities wherever possible. In fact, he's even dug a well to provide clean water for people. But isn't it amazing, you know, to see the church at its best and reaching the community with the love of Christ? And that's what this guy is doing in the heart of Syria.
Mm. And you said he's helping about 2,000 families, so that's probably 10,000 people or more.
Yeah, look, working off those numbers, we'll say in the Middle East, it's probably an average of 5 per family. So you're right, there's 10,000 people.
And interesting to hear what he says, that as far as Muslim families go, It's now changing their heart and their attitude to what Christians are like.
That's right. You know, it's one of the great stories that's coming out of areas across the Middle East where we hear several instances of where Muslims are saying, you know, I had this certain view of the church, but then in light of the displacement and in light of the challenges we face, we've seen a group of people that feed us, that reach out to us, that don't charge us for food, but rather help and give us shelter. And I think, you know, that is just such a, again, a beautiful picture of the church at its best.
Yeah, and I read that Alim said they're able to build bridges with people they've never had contact with before, and organising camps for kids, and the mums come along. So all of that is giving hope to people who may not have even heard of the hope that Jesus gives us, and they're now seeing that through what is, you know, a really dark time.
Yeah, I mean, he says, I love it, he sort of says to us, you know, before we would hear people say, here come the infidels. Mm. He says, but now people are different. You know, he goes, we've gone and met with people, and so it feels like we're starting to build bridges within these communities.
Mm.
And, you know, that's just such a powerful picture in the face of communities where bombs are exploding next to your church or next to your house. These people are still out actively meeting with families and sharing the love of Jesus.
Mm.
And it's having a profound impact on interfaith relationships, you know, the relationships between Muslims and Christians in this area.
What is the faith like of the Christians who have survived and are still surviving in Aleppo in Syria? How is their, you know, their faith walk with Jesus going?
That's a really hard question to answer because, you know, it varies. Mm. It's almost family to family, to tell you the truth. You'll find and meet with some people who have this bold and courageous faith, and then you'll meet people who are heartbroken and really at the end of their tether. But what astounds me is that more often than not, they still have a trust in Christ.
Mm.
And for me, that's just incredible because with everything they face, they may be tired, they may be worn out, they may be run down, but they still are proud of Jesus. And that's just such a wonderful thing.
And in Alim's blog, he also talked about this, a real hunger for God that is sort of growing among people, not just among Christians, but non-believers as well.
That's right. You know, in the times of war or even pressure and suffering, so often, even for us in the West, we begin questioning, you know, things like spirituality, purpose, destiny, God, and all those big kind of ticket items. And so what you see in the middle of this is that people are searching for belonging. They're searching for Christ. They're searching for meaning. They're searching for some way of rationalizing the situation they're in. And so we are seeing an incredible awareness or openness to the gospel. And more than that, Jesus is revealing himself to people in dreams and visions, you know, almost every night of the week.
Wow.
Just an incredible, incredible story to be part of.
What can we do? What can we pray for? What are the needs that we can meet?
Yeah, I think prayer is absolutely crucial. I mean, I remember hearing the guy that started the ministry of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, say, you know, if we truly knew the power of prayer, we'd be on our knees 100 times a day asking for things that will turn the world upside down. And for us, we hear countless time and time again about the power and the impact that prayers have and the knowledge that there are people all over the world praying for people, to the people in Aleppo and places like that. They find comfort and they find solace in that. So prayer is important, but obviously, and the one that we always sort of avoid, but it's just the absolute truth, is that financial gifts help.
Mm.
You know, I reached out to our contact in Aleppo just the other day to make sure that as an organization we're on the ground, we're active, so that if people give to us, we know it's going to hit the mark. And he wrote straight back to me and just said, we are very active in Aleppo and there is much to be done and much to care for. And so for me, it was that realization that, you know, I can pray, but I also need to do something else.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to encourage people to give.
Mm-hmm.
Give to us, because we have people on the ground working with people like Alim who are having a profound impact in the lives of people in that city.
Mm. And where can people do that?
You can do that easily online at opendoors.org.au/Syria, or you can call us at the office on 02-9451-2999.
Okay. And just lastly, Mike, we hear about refugees and people escaping their city and, I guess, arriving in safety in other countries. But there's also a need and a desire among the Christians that there will be Christians who remain in that city and in that country, isn't there?
That's right. And it's actually, it's really the point of what Open Doors exists to do. You know, we are not here to get people out. We're here to help the church survive and to shine as brightly as they can. One of the keys to remember is that this isn't an example of Christian persecution at the moment. In fact, most of the images that we're seeing on TV are from a largely Muslim area of Aleppo, a Sunni area of Aleppo. And for Christians, some would say that the Assad government is actually better for them. But what we're seeing is the battle for this region is resulting in horrific fallout for Muslims, and that's where the church comes into it. That's why I'm so proud of what we're doing, is that we're enabling the church to stay and to reach out to a community of people of multiple faiths, multiple religions, and say, let us help you in your time of need. If you look at your church locally here in Australia, you have all of these generally community outreaching tools and programs. Well, that's exactly the same as the church right now that Pastor Alim is part of. They have community projects and outreach that desperately need help. And so I love the fact that there's one church, not a persecuted church and free church. There's one church of which we're all a part. And so the more we can do to pray for and help them financially, the more they can outwork their community projects in the community.
Well, Mike Gore, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, Claire. Thanks for having me.